欢迎来到 American English Mosaic， 我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 那杨林，快说说今天教什么。
嗯，今天咱们要去爬山。
I'm as steady on these steep slopes as a mountain goat。
要聊聊新手开车得小心点什么。
It's best not to drive when you're angry. That can be really dangerous.
还要告诉大家怎么说剧透和一模一样。
剧透是说衣服非常透，对吗？
嗯，不是，不是这个意思，你待会儿就明白了。咱们现在还是先来学个词儿。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
Top selling. Top is spelled T-O-P, top, and selling, S-E-L-L-I-N-G, selling. Top selling.
Top selling, 意思是最畅销的，热卖的。苹果公司最畅销的智能手机 iPhone 4S 将在中国出售。
Apple's top selling smartphone, the iPhone 4S, will soon be available in China.
Mazda 3成为澳洲市场最畅销的车型。
Mazda 3 Compact became the top-selling car model in the Australian market.
哈利波特系列的终结版是英国2011年最畅销的 DVD.
The final movie in the Harry Potter series was the top-selling DVD in Britain in 2011.
好的，今天我们学习的词是
top-selling, top-selling, top-selling.
Top-selling items, 最热卖的商品。这种产品常常供不应求，而且啊，会给商家赚很多的钱。
Exactly. For example, iPhone has become the cash cow for Apple.
Cash cow? 是摇钱树吗？
对啊。Did you see people lining up outside the Apple store in Beijing to get the latest iPhone?
Tell me about it. 卖得火的商品都会引发别的商家来模仿。这个啊，就跟电视节目一样。一部穿越剧火了，就接二连三出了好多情节类似的呢。
Hopefully they're not just carbon copies of the original one. 那样多没意思呀。
嗯 ,carbon copy, 我们在今天的美国习惯用语中就要教这个词儿。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第951讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
去年我跟我妹妹一块去旅游的时候，住的旅馆很特别。我妹妹非常喜欢我们住的房间，还说回家后要把自己的房间也装饰成那样。我本想今年去帮她拍点照片，好让她照着重新装饰屋子。没想到上个星期我去她家的时候，她的房间跟旅馆的房间看起来真的不只是相似，而是一模一样。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
carbon copy。Carbon is spelled C-A-R-B-O-N, and copy, C-O-P-Y, carbon copy.
Carbon 本身是复写纸的意思，那大家都猜到了吧 ？Carbon copy 就是形容非常相似，一模一样。我刚进我妹妹房间的时候特别吃惊，因为
Her room is a carbon copy of the hotel room we stayed in last year.
他的房间跟去年我们住的旅馆房间一模一样。下面例子中的这个男生在见到一个人之后大吃一惊，到底发生了什么事呢？我们来听听看。
My new girlfriend said she wanted me to meet someone. I was shocked when I answered the door. Standing there was a woman who looked exactly like my girlfriend. She talked just like her too. In fact, she was a carbon copy.That's when I realized I was dating a twin.
这段话是说，我的新女友说，她想让我见见一个人。结果开门的时候，我大吃一惊，站在我面前的人跟我女友长得一模一样，讲话的样子也跟我女友一样。我这时候才意识到，原来他们是双胞胎。
想起来，我原来也曾经有过一个双胞胎男朋友，我还总分不清他跟他哥哥呢。
He is a carbon copy of his twin brother.
他们兄弟俩看起来一模一样。形容这种长得一模一样的人，英语里还有一个特别的词，叫做
Doppelganger. Doppelganger is spelled D-O-P-P-E-L-G-A-N-G-E-R. Doppelganger.
如果你找到了跟你长得一模一样的人，你就找到了你的 doppelganger。 好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My new girlfriend said she wanted me to meet someone. I was shocked when I answered the door. Standing there was a woman who looked exactly like my girlfriend. She talked just like her too. In fact, she was a carbon copy. That's when I realized I was dating a twin.
到跟自己长得很像的人也许很有趣，不过啊，有时候你可能希望独一无二，特别是涉及创造力的时候。下面例子里的市长大人大发脾气，为什么呢？我们来听听看。
The architect claimed his designs for the city park were original, but on closer inspection, it became clear that wasn't true. All the features, including the gardens,pond, bridge, and playing fields were no different from those in a park in Boston. The mayor was furious. He trusted the architect to offer something unique, not a carbon copy.
这段话是说，这名设计师声称城市公园是他的原创设计，但是进一步的调查发现，这显然不是事实。包括花园、池塘、桥梁和休闲场地的所有设施都跟波士顿的一个公园分毫不差。市长大发脾气，他是要证明建筑师设计一座独一无二的公园，而不是一座仿制品。
本来想要一座别致的公园，结果却在城市里建了一座仿制品。换了我是市长，我一定也会大发雷霆。我记得我刚工作的时候也发生过类似的事情。我们的竞争对手不知道怎么得到了我们的创意，开启了一个完全雷同的项目。
Our business competitor launched a carbon copy of our project. I bet they've got our idea somewhere.
我们的竞争对手推出了一个跟我们一模一样的项目，他们肯定是从哪里得到了我们的创意。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The architect claimed his designs for the city park were original.But on closer inspection, it became clear that wasn't true. All the features, including the gardens, pond, bridge, and playing fields, were no different from those in a park in Boston. The mayor was furious. He trusted the architect to offer something unique, not a carbon copy.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 carbon copy， 意思是非常相似，一模一样。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。Kat, I think you're right. Carbon copy artworks can't measure up to original ones because they're not unique or innovative. 比如主题雷同的电视剧或者电影，第一部让人觉得新鲜有趣，后面的啊就乏味了。
That's right. But even movies full of original ideas and surprises can fail to attract viewers.
哦，你是说拍摄手法新颖、惊奇不断的电影也会让观众打不起兴趣？那这是为什么呢？
Well, if you know the movie's ending before even watching it. For example, if some impatient friend of yours gives you a detailed description of the whole movie before you can even watch it yourself.
我明白了。你是说有的人特别热心，在你还没看电影之前，就先把整个故事给你详细讲了一遍。哎，这真是瞎帮忙。这就是咱们在节目开始时候说到的剧透。正好，咱们来听听这个词用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是无穷要问的剧透。
无穷， I sent you a movie review article yesterday. Have you read it?
你是说那篇电影的影评？我可不能看。
Why not?
因为电影我还没看呢。影评上来就警告读者说，本文有剧透，也就是说，看了文章就知道电影结局了。Jessica， 这令人扫兴的剧透，用美语怎么说呢？
It's called a spoiler. Spoiler is spelled S-P-O-I-L-E-R. A spoiler will reveal the ending of the movie to you when you'd rather find it out by yourself.
I see. Spoilers can really ruin the fun of watching a movie.
True. That's why people write a warning at the beginning of a review, which says the following review contains spoilers.
对，影评应该先警告大家有剧透内容，省得扫观众的兴。不过话说回来，有些片子编得很烂，只要看了开头，不用剧透，傻瓜都能猜出结局。
I agree. Those movies are no fun to begin with. You only need to avoid spoilers when there are plot twists.
Plot twist? P-L-O-T, plot, 是故事情节。T-W-I-S-T, twist, 是扭曲。所以 plot twist, 我猜就是出乎意料的情节，电影里的形式大逆转，对不对？
Yes, plot twists are the development that viewers don't expect to happen. Good writers use plot twists to keep viewers interested.
我就特别喜欢结局出人意料的片子，特别是电视剧，一集结尾留下个悬念，吊胃口。
In English, we call that a cliffhanger. It's usually a dilemma or a dangerous situation, so you want to watch the next episode to see how the characters deal with it.
哦，原来在结尾时留下的悬念就是 cliffhanger, C-L-I-F-F-H-A-N-G-E-R, cliffhanger. 哎呀，我要走了。My favorite show is about to start. The last episode ended on a cliffhanger.
Okay, but before you go, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，剧透是 a spoiler. 出乎意料的故事情节是 a plot twist.电影或电视结尾时的悬念是 a cliffhanger.
Well, speaking of cliffhangers,
Kat, 你还记得上次咱们在 Go English 节目里说到 Phil 要向朋友借车，要去 Las Vegas 玩，朋友还说 Phil 要是赌博赢了钱啊，必须分一半给他。
Also, the car Phil borrowed was brand new, and the owner was worried about Phil damaging his car in Vegas.
没错，一般电视剧的情节设置都是怕什么来什么。我估计 Phil 一定会把车撞坏的，说不定啊，输个精光，还得把车卖了。
Let's listen to Go English again and see if you guessed right.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的高级课程。
In the last episode, Phil borrowed his friend's car to take a weekend trip to Las Vegas. Now he has come back home and is telling his friend Becky about the trip.
Wow, Phil 回来了，不知道他到底赢没赢钱哦。
Wow, Becky, you wouldn't believe how much fun I had on my trip to Las Vegas last weekend.
Really? I've never been to Las Vegas. How was it?
It was totally awesome. I spent the whole weekend partying and going to shows, and the best part is that I didn't even have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for it? How is that?
I won so much money gambling that it covered the cost of the trip. I'm telling you, there's no feeling like stepping on the gas and going out on a road trip.
Phil 真是好运气，他在拉斯维加斯赢好多钱，这次出去玩等于一分钱都没掏。不过 Professor Bowman 他说 stepping on the gas 这是什么意思呢？
Winnie, stepping on the gas is like pushing down the accelerator pedal, which is also called the gas pedal.
哦， stepping on the gas 就是脚踩油门给车加速的意思。Phil 说那种一脚油门下去让车奔驰的感觉啊，特别棒。
Exactly. Sometimes when Americans want someone to hurry up, they can tell that person to step on it, which is a reference to stepping on the gas to go faster.
哦，催别人快一点也可以说 step on it.
You know, I've always wanted to go on a road trip like that, but the problem is that I don't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license? I thought everyone has a driver's license.
Well, not me. I grew up in New York City and have always taken public transportation, so I never needed to know how to drive. Plus, cars create lots of carbon emissions.
That's true, but it's not so bad if you get a car with good gas mileage.
I guess you're right. But if you wanted to be really environmentally friendly,
You could get a hybrid.
原来 Becky 在纽约长大，一直坐公车和地铁，所以不会开车。Professor Bowman, carbon emissions 是什么啊？
Winnie, carbon is short for carbon dioxide, which is one of the greenhouse gases. So carbon emissions are the amount of carbon dioxide cars emit.
Oh, carbon emissions 就是二氧化碳排放量。Phil 说，为了环保，人们应该买 good gas mileage, 燃油使用效率高的车。Becky 呢，则建议用 hybrid, 油电混合动力车。
But I still don't know. Isn't driving kind of dangerous?
There are things you can do to stay safe. For example, you should always practice defensive driving and leave lots of space between your car and the other cars.
Yeah, I really hate aggressive drivers. And when people get road rage, they become a real hazard on the road.
Exactly. It's best not to drive when you're angry. That can be really dangerous.
Winnie, do you know what defensive driving and aggressive drivers mean?
Defensive driving 就是为了保护自身安全的防御型驾驶技巧，为的就是躲开那些 aggressive drivers 横冲直撞的马路杀手。不过 road rage 那又是什么意思啊？
Road rage means when you're driving, something happens and makes you really mad, and so you start driving erratically. For example,Some people get road rage when they get cut off.
啊，我明白了。Road rage 就是路怒症。比如说呢，有人看到别的车插到自己前面就会暴怒。要我说啊，情绪如此不稳定的人压根就不应该开车的。
I have been thinking about getting a license lately, but I need someone to teach me.
Well, I'd be happy to teach you how to drive. I'm a really safe driver.
Wow, that sounds great. When can we start?
Well...Actually, there is just one problem.
What's that?
I don't have a car. Do you have one that I could borrow?
说来说去 ,Phil 自己根本没车啊。
Well, probably he's lived on borrowed cars for all these years.
Huh? 就让他顺利过关了,还赢了好多钱呢。
That was a bit of an anticlimax.
Anticlimax?你是说铺垫的挺好，结果却让人失望，对不对啊？
Yeah, who wants an uneventful Vegas story, right?
对啊，热闹是没看成，咱们继续听节目吧。
好吧， let's listen to business etiquette.
礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 请专门研究肢体语言的咨询顾问 Monica 给公司销售员上课。Andy 说，站姿和握手都很重要，握手要握紧，同时注视对方的眼睛。Sarah 提问说
，As a woman, I find that sometimes I don't get a good reaction from my handshakes. What am I doing wrong?
Well, a woman naturally has a weaker grip than a man. I suggest you go ahead and use a little bit more force. That way, you will be noticed and taken more seriously.
And of course, as a salesperson,Smiling is very important.
Oh, yes. But it's not just a smile. Your entire face needs to light up. And you should remember to flash your teeth when you smile every now and then, as it shows sincerity.
Sarah 说，她跟顾客握手好像从来都得不到什么强烈的反应。Monica 建议她下次握手稍微用点劲儿，因为女性天生
has a weaker grip.
握手的力量比较弱。握手有力才会让别人重视你，把你当真。除了站姿和握手之外，面带微笑也很重要。而且
，Your entire face needs to light up.
整个面目表情看起来都要很高兴，是不是还要露出牙齿微笑
？Flash your teeth.
这样才会显得更真诚。
What should I do with my hands when I'm talking to someone? My natural instinct is to make gestures.
Gestures are fine, just don't overdo it.One easy thing to remember is called mirroring, and basically it means you mirror or imitate the actions of the other person.
So if the other person is more animated, you should be a bit livelier as well?
Exactly. But never raise your hands higher than your chin when you gesture, as this can look threatening.
Should I nod my head while I'm listening to another person speak?
Oh, absolutely. It makes people feel that you're listening and that you agree.You can also slightly tilt your head to one side when listening. as this indicates non-aggressive behavior.
莫妮卡说，跟别人交谈的时候可以做些手势，但是
don't overdo it，
别做过头了。他还教给大家一种技巧，叫做
mirroring，
就是在镜子 mirror 的后面加上 ing， 意思是跟对方学。如果对方说话眉飞色舞，你也就夸张一些。如果对方比较沉稳低调，你也要稍微的稳重点。但要注意
，Never raise your hands higher than your chin。
做手势的时候，手千万不要高过下巴，因为这会让别人感到威胁。听别人讲话时，还可以频频点头，让别人感觉你听得很认真。
Different cultures have different ideas about personal space. If the person seems to be moving away from you when you speak, maybe you are too close.And they feel like you're invading their space.
That's true. You have to find what works for the individual based on their culture and your level of familiarity. Now, I want you to experiment with the things I've taught you today, and we'll get back together and discuss how it's working out for you.
Great.
Thanks for stopping by, Monica.
You're very welcome.
Andy 补充说，不同文化对
personal space
个人空间的定义也不一样。如果跟你讲话的人好像一直在往后移，那就表示他们觉得你离得太近了。换句话说
You're invading their space.
这跟文化和彼此之间的熟悉程度都有关。训练结束前， Monica 要大家回去把今天学到的东西付诸实践，下次见面时再继续讨论。 Chad， 你发现了吗？中国人笑的时候啊，喜欢笑不露齿，这样比较斯文。可是 Americans like to flash their teeth when they smile.
Well, according to Monica, doing so makes your smile look more sincere.
我倒觉得太夸张了，反而显得有点做作呢。
Well, then think of it this way. We Americans usually spend tons of money on dental health, and we'd like to show off our beautiful teeth.
那是在展示自己的一口好牙。那 do I need to compliment your teeth next time you give me the big smile?
那也不用了。
好吧，那咱们继续听节目吧。American Sports English.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
My gosh, Patrick, where are we?
Oh, Yang Chen, I'm taking you mountain climbing.
登山。This is scary.
Hey, don't worry. I'm an expert mountain climber. I'm as steady on these steep slopes as a mountain goat.
野山羊，我看你倒是 smell like a mountain goat.
Oh, stop complaining. We're about to reach the crux of the climb.
什么是 crux of the climb?
Actually, the crux, C-R-U-X, of something is the most difficult or important part.
Crux 就是问题的症结，关键最困难的部分。
Exactly. Or I could say that I decided to quit my job for many reasons, but the crux of the problem was that I didn't make enough money.
Right. Patrick, 我开始爬了啊。
Oh my gosh, Yang Chen fell off the side of the cliff.
Yang Chen, are you okay?
Patrick!Please pull me back up. Hurry! 我要掉下去了。
Wow. Hey, you're hanging off the side of the cliff. This is going to be a real cliffhanger. Do you know what that means?
Patrick, 现在不是教英语的时候。Help me!
One second. A cliffhanger is when a chapter of a movie or book ends without a resolution.
Cliff 就是悬崖 ，cliffhanger 掉在悬崖上就是留下悬念的意思。
Hey, Yang Chen, do you think it might be good to have a cliffhanger ending?
No.
You know, Yang Chen, I like the cliffhanger ending.
哈哈 ，another cliffhanger ending. What's with Xiaoyan and Patrick? They like to give one another a hard time.
That's what's funny about the program. 不过啊，话说回来 ，Do you like mountain climbing, Kat?
Yeah, I do. I can bring you to our climbing club's next get together if you want.
好，那一言为定呀。这次的节目时间到了，这次的撰稿人还是小北，编辑依然是蔚然。同学们，我们老时间下次见。
See you next time.